What about if I throw you a bowling party for your birthday? A clam bake on the beach? Ice skating on the dark side of Pluto?
No, no, and again, no.
Well, okay, a sit-down dinner, a stand-up dinner, a lay-down brunch. Stop me when you hear something you like.
Sabrina, I do not want a birthday party. I do not want one on the beach. I do not want one with a sneech. I do not want one up in space. I do not want one any place.
A party in Whoville? It's your 650th. Yeah, that's big. We have to do something.
I agree. We have to get back to work and never mention the word birthday or party ever again.
Did you hear her?
No, I try and tune her out as much as possible.
I want to throw her a birthday party, but she says she doesn't want one.
Sure she does.
So when she says never mention the word party again, what she really means is bring in the noise, bring in the fuck?
Sabrina, when someone says they don't want a party, it means they really do want a party. They just want it to be a surprise.
You think?
Yeah, everyone loves a surprise.
Well, almost everyone. I finally found another realm bakery that'll make Hilda's favorite. Angel food cake with deviled ham.
Sabrina, you're wasting your time. I've thrown her hundreds of parties over the years, and she hated every one.
She wasn't the only one. Boring.
What do you know? I'll have you know people are still talking about that bash I threw for her 400th. Eight of the world's most renowned astronomers pondering the universe over a vegetable lasagna.
They weren't pondering, they were sleeping.
Well, this party's gonna be great. I spent the whole weekend rounding up all her friends from the past. I even went through her address book.
Then I went through her drawers. Nothing going on there.
I've invited all of her girlfriends from the other realm high, including the future Hexmakers of America and the Potionettes.
I have Newt, rah, 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 warts and strychnine, blah, blah, blah. Can't stand those cackling hens.
Oh, good, the gargoyles are coming. Have you heard from the griffins?
Only Merv. He's trying to get out of a dinner with Siegfried and Roy.
Gosh, you invited Sally O'Brien, my old flame. I'll never understand why she dumped me.
You became a cat.
Still, you work with people.
Will you be able to get Aunt Hilda out of the universe for a couple hours so we can surprise her?
Well, she has been talking about this Mexican restaurant over on Orion's Belt. They say the chalupas are out of this world.
Hi, what you doing?
Nothing.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
It's my dress, isn't it? If you hate it, why don't you just say so? Okay, I'll say it for you. Hilda, I hate your dress. Go change. Fine. If you put it like that, I will.
Oddly enough, that's the one dress of hers that I like.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for coming. Hilda will be here any minute. She's going to be so excited to see you. Can I take your coat? Oh. Well, you seem pretty reserved this evening. I thought you were a party animal.
I'm saving myself for Sally.
Oh, I think she's right over there.
Dave, I shall say she is. Ba 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 boom. What's wrong, gorgeous? Cat got your tongue? Or do you just wish he did?
Salem Saberhagen. You rake.
I also mow, but we can talk yard work later. Oh, the years have been good to you, Sally.
And you've got a little hummus on your whiskers. You still give me the goosebumps, fella.
Me yow.
Well, Hilda, here we are, back at the house.
Not in a coma.
Quick, everybody hide.
I don't know what's in those other realm tacos, but they always give me the worst.
Remember how cute Sir Galahad was? Oh, he was the best jouster in senior class.
If anyone would know,
you would.
Oh, that noise. It's worse than nails on a blackboard.
Well, I think it's great. I haven't seen Aunt Hilda this happy since she went waterbed shopping with Casanova.
Hand me a couple of those cheese balls.
I thought you were watching your cholesterol.
I am.
Sabrina, have you had a chance to meet everybody? This is Roz and her son, Barry.
Hello.
This is Eleanor and her daughter, Grace. Isn't she adorable? And this is my old college roommate, Tess, and her son, Bobo.
Zelda, you have cheese in your ears.
What are you thinking? These are for the guests.
I think it's so great you all brought your kids.
Oh, can you believe we're all moms? Except for Hilda.
I'm not ready to have children. Right now, I'm just dating guys that act like them.
Hilda's priority is her career.
That's right. She's an entrepreneur, a very high-level beverage broker.
Yes, I heard you bought a coffee shop.
It's a coffee house. Right now, I'm focusing all my energy on getting it off the grounds.
Honey, besides, you never needed kids to give your life validation. That's what we admire about you.
Thank you. I admire that about me, too.
What an inspiration. You're secure enough to live the rest of your life with your spinster sister and not even be bothered by it.
Yep. Really miss seeing these people.
Okay. Who ate all the cheese balls?
Thanks for the party, Sabrina. It was fantastic.
Tell me about it. Sally was all over me like a cheap suit. Not unlike the one I'm wearing.
Well, I must admit that despite the food, the guests, and a gift from Bobo in the laundry room, the party wasn't half bad.
Well, thanks, Aunt Zelda. You know, if this college thing doesn't work out, I might go into the party planning business. I think I have a knack for making people happy.
I wish I were dead!
Perhaps the party triggered a lot of deep-seated feelings. You haven't seen those hens, I mean friends, for over 400 years, and now they're gone.
You think that's it?
Well, it could be.
Plus, you know, big birthdays are always emotional. I mean, when I turned 2, I remember I cried like a baby. Wait, I was a baby.
All you need is a good night's sleep.
And a case of tissues. No, I smell monkey.
Aunt Hilda, I thought you went upstairs.
I can't sleep. I'm buzzing.
Oh, it must be all the excitement from the party, huh?
No, I'm literally buzzing. Listen to this. What do you think it is?
Did you swallow the oven timer again?
You are never gonna let that go, are you?
Okay, that's not good, and it's definitely not mortal. We gotta get you to an other realm doctor.
I hate doctors. They're always poking you and asking if it hurts. Of course it hurts. You just poked me.
Dr. Korn, please call radiology. Dr. Korn, please call radiology.
What is taking so long? Hilda's been in that exam room forever.
She's been in there 5 minutes. Why are you so nervous?
Well, she's my sister. You're sure she may drive me crazy, have obnoxious friends, be a little flaky, loud, overbearing, a complete slob. What was I trying to say?
How much you care about Aunt Hilda?
I love that woman.
Oh.
Well, what do I have? Rickets? Ringworm? Tapeworm? Smallpox? Large pox? Mumps? Bumps?
Hypomenosynchronism. Type 2.
I went to clown college, okay? Break it down for me. Wow. You'd think you'd remember swallowing a thing like that.
Oh, you didn't swallow this. This is your biological clock. Oops. And it's running a little fast. Has anything unusual happened recently?
No. I've just been going to work. My niece just threw me this fantastic birthday party where all my old friends showed up with their kids.
Oh, that's it. Your biological clock is telling you you want to have a baby.
But I'm not ready to have a baby. I don't have a husband. I don't have a boyfriend. I don't even have a test tube.
I understand. Why don't you leave your clock with me? I'll recalibrate it and get you some more time.
God, I love being a witch.
You can pick it up tomorrow afternoon. Unless you have an HMO, then we're talking about next year.
Don't worry. I have broom cross, broom shield. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, one other thing. You might find that without your clock, you have a few mood swings. I mean, you might act a little loony.
Trust me. No one will notice the difference.
Excuse me. Can I get a refill?
No. Finish what you've got.
It's cold.
Swallow it or be flogged.
Okay, I'm out of here.
for coming. Tell your friends.
Hilda, are you okay? You seem a little moodier than usual.
Everything's fine, but I appreciate your concern. Or is it concern? Perhaps you're hoping that I'll croak so you can take over the coffee house. Do you need a refill, honey?
What does a nervous breakdown look like?
Oh, Aunt Hilda's not having a nervous breakdown. She's having mechanical difficulties.
Yeah, I'll say. She's got more loose screws than Home Depot.
I don't get that clock back today. I am gonna off somebody!
Okay, maybe she is. Aunt Hilda, hey, why don't I go by the hospital and see if your clock's ready to be picked up?
Why? You think I can't handle it?
No, not at all. Hide the sharp utensils. Hi, I'm here to pick up a package for Hilda Spellman.
I have a lot of packages. Do you have a claim check?
Sorry, she forgot to give me one. She's been major league nutso all week.
Mm-hmm. Biological clock. Got it right here. Careful, it's wet.
Thanks. I'm grateful and grossed out at the same time. Hey, where's my aunt?
She went home 2 seconds before all of Boston showed up.
Okay, I just gotta get this to her. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Oh, wait, Sabrina, before you go, could you take these over to table four?
Sure.
Thanks, you're a lifesaver.
Dental floss? Hairbrush? Jekyll and Suzanne novel? Oh my gosh! Somebody took my Aunt Hilda's biological clock! This is a nightmare. This is one of the worst things that has ever, ever, ever happened.
What happened?
Somebody stole my aunt's clock.
Okay, people, I need your attention. We have a crisis, an emergency situation. A clock has been lost.
Oh. Josh, have you seen anybody with a bag that looks like this?
A half dozen people, but I don't see what the big deal is. It's just a clock.
You don't understand. That clock is a big part of my Aunt Hilda's life. In fact, it's a big part of my Aunt Hilda. Gotta go.
Oh, thank goodness you're home.
What happened to your head?
Hilda bit me.
It was my fault, though. I said hello to her when she walked in.
Hilda's been acting insane since they took out that clock. Please tell me that's it.
It better be. I've lost enough blood.
About the clock.
Don't tell me you don't have it.
Okay.
Yes, I've been gargling for an hour, and I can still taste cat. Oh, my clock is home! My clock is home! Let's have a clock party. Valley of the Dolls?
Timeless classic, not unlike the hairbrush.
Where's my clock?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. See, someone walked off with it.
Lord have mercy.
A stranger is walking around town with my biological clock?
Okay, maybe it's not so funny. But, you know what? I'll get you a new one, I promise.
Where? At the biological clock store?
Is there one?
Sabrina, a witch has only issued one biological clock. If she loses it, it can have serious ramifications.
That's right. What are they?
She has to find a man and get pregnant in the next 48 hours, or she'll never be able to conceive a child.
Oh, my God!
I'm so sorry, Aunt Hilda. Just because of me, you might end up childless and miserable the rest of your life.
A way to cheer her up. I suggest you find that bag. Forget the bag. Help me find a man. I need a bun in the oven, and I need it now.
And when I walked back over here, my aunt's clock was gone.
All right, let me get this straight. I just left the triple homicide to look for some lady's clock.
It's not just any clock. It's very unique.
Oh, gotcha. I'll put every precinct on it. I'll call in the National Guard. We'll call it Clock Watch 2001.
You know, I get the impression you're not taking this seriously.
You're a very perceptive young lady. Also make a nice corn muffin. Thanks.
So what I'm asking is, did anyone come in and buy a hairbrush, dental floss, and a Jekyll and Suzanne novel?
Yes.
Great. Who?
Well, about 100 people. They're on special this week. Oh, my. The things that go on in that valley. Well, Hilda, you look beautiful.
Well, if I want to meet a man, get married, and have a baby in the next 2 days, I have to look my best.
Hilda, you've been trying to find a man for 600 years. What makes you think you're going to find one in 2 days?
I zapped an ad in the newspaper. There's my husband-to-be. Come on in, boys. Take a number.
Hilda, obviously weren't very specific.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have put in marriage or best offer. Oh, there's the linen closet. I also put an ad in the other realm register. Coming, sweethearts! So, Eugene, why are you interested in filling the position of my husband?
I figured it was time to settle down. I've been having too much fun.
Well, that's obvious.
I've had a rich and exciting life as a pharmacist, filling prescriptions and whatnot. Time to fill the void in my life.
Void. Okay. Anything else I should know?
I like to make people laugh.
And how exactly do you do that?
Well, I give them something to smile about.
Which would be?
Anything to put a grin on their face and make a happy expression.
Such as?
An amusing comment to tickle the funny bone.
Okay, we're done. Thanks for coming. All right, who's next?
That's it.
What are you talking about? The last time I looked, there were at least 20 schmoes out here who could have been my soulmate.
I sent every one of them home. What you're doing is completely absurd.
Sister, I have not even touched the tip of the iceberg. Congratulations. Despite your flair for humor, we're engaged.
You're kidding.
Only by your standards. All right, let's talk children. We're having them. End of discussion.
Hilda, you can't marry this man. He's a total stranger. For all you know, he's a professional gigolo.
I'll take my chances. Don't mind her. She's jealous.
Of course she's jealous. You know why? She doesn't have a man to bring hilarity to her life.
You must want a baby really bad.
Man, oh man, I must have gone through over 100 receipts at that drugstore trying to track down anyone who bought a hairbrush, dental floss, and a cheesy novel.
Find anything?
Yeah, Judith Krantz, hotter than ever. Nobody put their phone numbers down on their credit card receipts. How am I gonna find that clock?
Sabrina, you'll never guess what your aunt's about to do.
$5 says it involves a clock.
She's getting married.
Right now, at City Hall. Oh no, I gotta find that clock.
Either that or a large sack of rice.
Hold on, I know those vows are in here somewhere.
Take your time. You've got 50 seconds. So, how many children do you want?
3. One of each. Oh, yeah, I like to make people laugh.
40 seconds.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today.
Okay, skip that part. We know the backstory.
Do you?
Hilda Spellman.
Thank you. Take
Eugene Loffersweiler.
Are you serious? Go on.
To be your lawfully wedded husband, to have and to hold the mystic.
Don't you dare!
Hello? Trying to engage in holy matrimony here.
Judge, you cannot marry these two people. They don't even know each other.
Oh, I'm not a judge. I'm a clerk. I'd like to be a judge, though.
Did you hear what she just said? You're about to marry two people who don't even know each other.
Is that true?
Yes. Okay, it's true. I decided to take the plunge with a stranger whose last name I can't even pronounce. The truth is, I'm tired of waiting around for my knight in shining armor, who apparently has other things to do. Well, guess what? So do I. Like, live my life, start a family, try to create a little happiness for myself. So, Eugene and I haven't talked about where we grew up or went to college or how difficult it is to get an actual human being on the line at Ticketmaster. But I know in my heart that Eugene is a decent person. Well, probably not perfect, is at least alive. And that is good enough for me.
Wow. I never knew you felt that way about me.
Hey, hold up. I love you too much to let you rush into something, especially something as important as marriage and having a baby. You should have all the time in the world to find the right guy, so that's why I'm going to give you my clock.
Oh, Sabrina.
I can't let you do that.
Please, you have to.
Sabrina, if I take your clock, then you'll never be able to have children.
Boy, that must be some clock.
I'm going to do wonderful things with science today.
Eugene, I'm sorry, but in light of what's happened, I can't go through with the ceremony.
Hilda, this is so unlike you. I'm just guessing.
You'll be fine. You'll make another woman laugh.
Oh, I like to make people laugh.
Well, then, for God's sake, just do it!
Sabrina, guess what I found?
The clock!
None other.
Where on earth did it turn up?
The coffee house. The person who accidentally took it brought it back. She must have spilled something on it, because it's a little wet. It smells like a chalupa.
Thank you. I believe this belongs to me. See you.
Oddly enough, this isn't the first time I've been left for a small appliance.
You're
funny.
That wasn't a joke.
Oh, hi, Hildy. You remember Sally O'Brien?
My friend Sally now has whiskers and a tail.
Salem couldn't turn into a person, so I met him halfway.
Sally, I can't believe you would turn yourself into a cat. What could she possibly see in you?
I like to make people laugh.
I know, I'm laughing.
Put me down. Sally and I have tickets to Cats.